Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Paul Douglas back with you. DJ hanging out. Jordana back tomorrow. According to the Star Tribune, Minneapolis police have offered Minneapolis City Council members additional security after they received an email containing a bomb threat. And the FBI is part of that as well. And I thought to myself, public service is a noble endeavor, but I just can't imagine what you go through from a security standpoint, what you drag your family through. And then I thought, you know, who might have an opinion on this is Stephen Belton, President, CEO, Urban League Twin Cities. Stephen, welcome back.
Thanks, Paul. Good to be with you. And that's quite a subject you teed up for us.
Well, And I think of your wife, Sharon Sales Belton, former Minneapolis mayor. And I mean, does she ever come to you and say, man, I'm glad I served when I did because it's gotten worse just trying to serve the public going into politics? It just seems like it's incendiary right now, right? It's scorched earth.
It is. And she's, you know, we've had lots of conversations about it. She has a great deal of empathy, as do I. And admiration for people who serve in this capacity. And, you know, we can all quibble and even strenuously disagree with decisions that are made by at any level of government, from, you know, from the president's U.S. presidency all the way down to the, you know, to the tax and board of taxation and estimation. And so certainly city council members and mayors become the lightning rod for a lot of disagreement and discussion, but none of this adds up to, or should add up to, the kind of threats. The specific threat that you were reporting was a genuine and real threat. Somebody was threatening to blow up the homes of city council members. That is just such an outrageous kind of threat, and the fact that people would have to live in those situations is untenable. You know, Sharon had security when she was terrific security when she was mayor. And you know, there were often, you know, I shouldn't say often, there were occasionally threats that were, that people took. You know, you always take these things seriously, but law enforcement was particularly interested on a few occasions. But nothing really that threatened our family. There was a single incident where I got a call when I was working downtown at the time practicing law, and a protester had climbed a a cottonwood tree in our front yard and chained herself to that tree in protest for something. And the police security called just to alert me because we had kids who were, you know, kind of latchkey, were coming home from middle school at the time, just to alert us. And I remember my son calling me and saying, "Dad, what the heck is going on?" It was more of an amusement than a feeling of threat. But there's a lady climbed a tree who's chained herself to it. The irony, and I'll stop with this, Paul, is that the tree is actually in my neighbor's yard. There's a branch.
So they were protesting your neighbor, not you.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So note to self, if you're a protester, make sure you get the property line correct.
The address right, yeah. Oh, my God, that poor cottonwood tree. And
Hey,
thank you. I needed that. I think we needed that. So, as you well know, MPD searching for a new chief. What qualities would you like to see in the next hire? How, and to me, threading that needle has never been more precarious and yet essential than ever. How does the city of Minneapolis balance safety, keeping the peace, with fundamental reform? I mean, it goes to changing culture, and that's no easy task, right?
No, it's not. But I, you know, the top of my list, if I were mayor and council, would be, you know, that intangible but essential quality of leadership. I want somebody who will lead, who's willing to take a step, who's willing to take a position and build consensus around that position and lead the city forward. And that leadership is going to require somebody who has a vision, somebody who can say what, you know, fair attitude. More than adequate and more than fair, but actually just, equitable, responsible policing could look like. This is the vision for it. And then this person will go out and build the support within the police community, within the community of prospective police officers, among constituents and councilmen. You really need that intangible quality of leadership. Some of that is just charisma. Some of it, a lot of it, is vision. But that would be where I would start. Then the next thing I would do is somebody who has some management experience, because you really know too often we get people who are sort of come up through the ranks who have policing experience, but they don't necessarily know how to manage a department that's, you know, could have as many as 800 sworn officers and all the related people who associate with that, a substantial multi-million dollar budget. We need somebody who has, you know, the management chops to do that as well. So those are my two most important pieces. Community members, of course, are clamoring for someone who has a commitment to equity. I take that as a granted. Whoever we hire as the next police chief, if they don't have that commitment to equity and justice and fairness, they'll be out. So that's right. Where I start.
Okay. That seems more than reasonable to me. Having a vision, but also having the flexibility and knowing you're going to have to work with other people, you're going to have to roll up your sleeves, and your vision may change. It may pivot slightly or maybe radically based on the input of other people. I think that's always the tricky part. And communication skills, right? Being able to communicate, sell your vision, not only to officers and staff, but to residents of Minneapolis.
Absolutely. That's the process of building consensus. I mean, if all you had to do was get to consensus, anybody could do it. The work is in building. It's in sharing your vision, receiving impact and feedback, input and feedback, and pivoting where necessary, changing, adapting along the way, bringing people along so that they get to the place that you have directed in your vision. And so that's a leadership quality. And it's also, while it seems intangible, people ought to be able to have a track record of doing that they can point to. And I would encourage the mayor and council as they search to ask those questions, to ask for examples and to ask for references of people who can give examples of building that consensus and that vision.
Great advice. Curious, with the mask mandates now coming off, at least for public transportation, buses, planes, trains, is that affecting your life? Is your behavior changing in terms of your risk tolerance? Are you back to 2019, going to restaurants?
Yeah, not quite, but I am going out more. I've actually booked my first flight in 2 years. And, you know, I call me old-fashioned, but I kind of would like to see my pilots when I board the plane rather than seeing a masked man or woman behind the cockpit. I kind of am looking forward to actually being able to see them.
Yeah.
But in terms of, the elimination of the mandate, I don't know whether that's following the science or not. I'm kind of taking it like most people that whether or not the pandemic is over, people are tired of it and they're acting as though it's over. I'm still still wearing masks in some settings where I don't feel safe or where there are too many people. But for the most part, you know, I'm kind of going with the flow, Paul.
Yeah, well said. You have the freedom to wear the mask, not wear the mask, whatever.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to come at this from a different perspective, and I think we have to give each other more space and more grace than ever. And if you choose to use a mask, I'm not going to ostracize you for that or point out, you know, your lack of freedom for wearing a mask. So I think you summed that up well, and I sure appreciate your time. And things are going well, right, Steve? I mean, we're going into spring, and things are getting better.
Well, if we could get catch up with our optimism and our impatience, then we'd all be in better shape. But I'm pleased. Things are looking forward. Things are changing, and I think in some ways they're changing for the better.
Stephen Belton, Urban League Twin Cities, thank you, my friend. We appreciate you coming on. Make it a great week.
Look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks, Paul. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.